Friday, 8:38 a.m. in the janitor's closet. As we sprinted down the hall, it felt like the janitor's closet was 2 miles away. By the time we reached it, we were pretty frantic and completely out of breath. I cautiously opened the door and the three of us peeked in. OMG! I couldn't believe the huge mess those dogs had made. It gave a whole new meaning to that popular old school song, Who Let the Dogs Out? But mostly, we couldn't believe all the fun the puppies seemed to be having. Everything in there had been chewed, gnawed, chipped, scratched, torn, tattered, shattered, shredded, or broken. But thank goodness, the dogs were all in one piece and doing just fine. There were mounds of powdered detergent, puddles of dirty mop water, soap suds, and shredded toilet paper everywhere. Two puppies were playing with the water hose in the mop sink. I'm no dog whisperer, but I think Holly was totally embarrassed by her puppy's antics. It was hard to believe that such little puppies could make such a humongous mess. It actually looked like they'd thrown a wild house party in there and trashed the place. "It's going to take at least an hour to clean this mess up," Zoe groaned. "We'll just have to come back and tackle it during lunch when we have more time." "Yeah, I know. But we need to get the dogs out of here first," I muttered.
"Where else can we put them?" Chloe asked.
"Mrs. Peach will be in the library all afternoon, so that's not an option."
"Guys, I have a really crazy idea," I grinned, "and I'm pretty sure it will probably work, or wreck our lives and get us expelled from school."
"Wow, sounds just perfect," Zoe replied sarcastically and rolled her eyes.
"Just hear me out," I said. "Principal Winston is out of the building all day today for a meeting at the high school, right? Well, since he's not in his office..."
"I know," Chloe interrupted excitedly. "We can just skip school for the rest of the day and take the dogs to my house. Since he's not here, he won't know, and we won't get expelled, right?"
"Not exactly, Chloe. Just listen, okay?" I said, mildly annoyed. "We could hide the dogs in his office, and no one would ever find them. That's because absolutely no one would even dare go in there without his permission. Unless they were really, really stupid or something."
Zoe slapped her palm on her forehead. "Duh! Am I the only one who sees the irony here? Sheesh!"
"There's an iron in here?" Chloe asked, looking around. "Where is it? Like, who would iron clothes in a janitor's closet?"
"Ooh, I know, the janitor. Right?"
"Chloe, I said irony," Zoe sighed.
"I know. I heard you the first time. But I still don't see any iron," Chloe muttered.
"Chloe, there's no iron. Trust me," I said.
"I didn't think so. Tell that to Zoe," Chloe grumped.
"Come on, Zoe," I argued. "If you have a better idea, let's hear it."
"Actually, I think Chloe's really stupid idea of skipping school is better and less risky," she grumbled. I just rolled my eyes at Zoe and didn't say a word. Finally, Zoe said, "Nikki, if you think your plan will actually work, let's try it. We definitely can't keep the dogs in here."
"Great," I smiled. "Now listen carefully, guys. My plan is very, very simple.
All we have to do is sneak the dogs into Principal Winston's office, keep them from totally trashing the place like they did the janitor's closet, make sure no one accidentally discovers them, and then sneak back into his office at the end of the day and take them home. Like, how hard can that be? Chloe and Zoe just folded their arms and stared at me. So that's the plan. Do you guys have any questions? I asked happily.
Yes, I think Chloe and I have the same question, Zoe muttered.
Are you crazy? Okay, I wasn't quite expecting that question, but hey, that's Chloe and Zoe. You gotta love 'em.